a man doing a wonderful job hosting and commentating the Big Bash on Channel 10. Adam Gilchrist joins us now. Hello, Gilly.
Hey, Fletchy, how are you, buddy?
It's been a long time, mate. I obviously see you on the box, and it's all looking good, the Bash.
Yeah, no, vice versa, mate. Always observing and watching and admiring what you blokes are doing there too. But, yeah, it's been another big tournament. It's all been good for cricket all round, really. I think everyone's acknowledged that, you know, the difficulties that the Aussie team had early in the summer, they changed that around. So there's a lot of people attending games, loads of people viewing games on Nine and what you guys are doing. And then that's filtered again into the Big Bash. And and the women's Big Bash, the men's Big Bash. So it's all good around cricket, I think, even though at the start of the summer, as I said, it was all doom and gloom there for a minute, wasn't it? But positive signs, and we just have a ball being a part of what is a really entertaining cricket product at the moment.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time last night, mate, because watching Big KP stride out there, he was all mic'd up, he had the earpiece, the poor bugger. He didn't last a ball. He was back and ripping the earpiece out and thinking, you can all stick it.
Don't feel too sorry for him, mate. He goes all right, and he normally pulls off a quick fire 50 and talks us through it along the way.
He
doesn't mind a chat, KP, but he was a bit quiet last night, wasn't he?
Well, he didn't get a tie.
One ball will do that to you.
Yeah, that's right, and then I sort of forgot about that. He gives us so much good information. When we crossed down to him on the field, I said, oh, mate, and the wicket, can you tell us a bit about the wicket when he was fielding? Well, mate, I was only out there one ball. I don't know.
Yeah. Mate, before we get on to our test squad for India, mate, with what you've seen, the Melbourne teams in the last two nights have had setbacks, haven't they? The Renegades and the Stars, and the Sixers look hapless last weekend. Can you pick an overall winner for us yet?
Oh, I suppose Heat suddenly jumped back into one of the favourite positions. They'll get Samuel Badry back, who was outstanding at the start of the tournament, and Brendan McCullum obviously back from suspension. They won't get Chris Lynn, it seems, with that injury. Should he make a miraculous recovery, you'd prefer him see him walking out in national colours, as that should always take precedence. But so I think the Heat, I think the Scorchers, they're such a solid unit. They're well led by Justin Langer, and they just fly under the radar really every tournament, don't they? But they always end up in the semis, and if not the final. So Renegades, I think, could be dangerous. Obviously, Pete Neville copped that nasty blow. But they finally got over the line in the last ball thriller, or a final over thriller again. So they could be dangerous. Aaron Finch is doing a great job there leading them. So it's a wide open tournament.
Yeah. Gilly, before we run out of time, mate, I do want to ask about the Indian squad. Given the last time we won there back in 2004, you were captain of that side. You know the formula. Have we got the squad to do it? And what do you believe the formula is to winning over there?
You know how tough it was from 2001, the lessons we learnt, how close we were to achieving victory, and then suddenly it can seem like it's a marathon distance away from getting there across the finish line. So we ended up totally changing our policy, I guess, in 2004. We went from thinking that it all had to be based around spin and going to our quicks. Warnie was obviously our key spinner and did a wonderful job, but in a rare occasion, it's almost like he was tying an end up, and it was the other quicks that were doing the attacking.
Dizzy did really well, didn't he?
Yeah, Gillespie, McGrath, and then Kasperich on that tour. I don't know that we've got the quality of those guys necessarily in the bowling ranks at the moment. It's pretty big, high quality that was set there by those guys. But I think the squad covers a variety of options, and then they'll get there and have to quickly work out what option they want to go with it. Is it spin heavy, or is it going to the quicks and plug and end up with a spinner? But the main thing with the quicks was we went really negative. We started with one slip at the start of an inning, started with deep point, deep square leg, and just played on the Indians' ego. So that was probably the key tactical change that we made in that series, and it worked nice. It was a patience game, but it came through.
Yeah, and obviously batting's a little different. We'll see whether Renshaw's got it over there and Khawaja's got to find a way, and it's all great test for them.
A massive test. I think those guys in particular, that Australian team, are under no false illusion that, you know, they've done well to rectify the summer here and rebuild, if you like, but they understand the challenge that lays ahead, and it's a frightfully difficult challenge, as we saw with England. England nearly won the first test and they end up, what, losing 4-0 in a 5-test series. So it's a difficult place to go and play, but it'll be intriguing to watch the development.
Good on you, Gilly. Thanks for your time, mate. We'll be watching the bash as it gets to the pointy end. Keep up the great work.
Good on you, guys. See you later.
Well done. Adam Gilchrist there.